You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. I mean, it's the little things in life that matter, right? I mean, do you enjoy when you're in the shower, like just a great smelling shampoo? It's so luxurious. The only shampoo I enjoy is Way. My favorite is their detox shampoo. It smells so good, okay? I mean, what more do you want in a shampoo? But their anti-dandruff shampoo is amazing. It fights flakes and smooths scalps. They're both great. Their anti-dandruff shampoo is also 100% clinically proven to gently soothe itchy, irritated scalps, which I have. And it helps keep your hair clean and soft. And I mean, like, how embarrassing is it, like, when you're out and your scalp is itching? Way shampoo helps really alleviate all of that. So if you're not using Way, it's time to upgrade today. They also have these awesome scalp serums that hydrate the scalp. I don't know, their website, you got to check it out. There's so much they have to offer. The way to healthy hair this season and beyond starts here. Go to THEOUAI.com and use code VELVETROPE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's THEOUAI.com. Use code VELVETROPE and get 15% off your entire purchase. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the Velvet Rope. Let's just get right into it today. You know her name. Stop asking. It's Sarah Frazier.
I like that. Hi, David Yontif. How are you?
Oh my gosh. Another day, another $1.50.
That's some days,
right? I mean, another $2.
Thank God for that jar, honey, you sold. Because, I mean, honest to Lord, we are out here slinging it for 75 cents.
Guys, we're trying. We're trying. Support. Go to Patreon. Buy cameos. Buy merch. Guys, it's tough. It's tough for us. Please take pity on us. One day when the dollars don't add up, we'll be gone. And you know what? You'll all wish we were here. So please support. Help. Help. S-O-S.
Help. S-O-S, baby.
Sarah, guess what?
What?
Beverly Hills is filming. They started a few weeks back.
Tell me all of your thoughts. I got thoughts.
Well, let me tell you something.
Okay, first of all, Miss Jane, our girl EJ is going to your same Ozempic supplier. Girl is a twig.
Let me tell you something about that. So I send the picture because, listen, on the Patreon, when New Jersey's not on, Miss D, Kim D, reviews. She talks about what's going on in the real world with Jersey because she's always up to something. But we also do reviews of Beverly Hills. So Kim stays. I got to keep her up on Beverly Hills. So I sent her the picture. The new season's filming. Look at everyone's outfits. She likes to critique the outfits. And she's like, who's the blonde? And I'm like, the blonde's name is Erica Jane. And she's like, LOL. I'm like, no, that's Erica.
It's
and
EJ.
She's like, because the person was turned to the side kissing Crystal. And I'm like, oh, girl, before you say anything, Erica's on the Mounjaro. I take Mounjaro. Same thing as Ozempic. Let's just, you know, guys, learn the names. It's not going anywhere. It was just part of an ABC special, which I was on with Patty Stanger. But Yeah, the EJ is, I mean, I don't know why no one's talking about it. Girl is on the Ozempic. Sorry.
Well, there's nothing. I mean, look, we can
nothing
all
wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, people's criticism of it, and this is why, because, you know, the alleged rumor that EJ's on it, Shannon Bedore is on it, Kyle Richards is on it, Kyle's denied, you know, Mindy Kaling is on. I mean, it is
yes, rumored. Yes, to all of the above. I said months ago that Tracy Tudor was on it, and Tracy was the ABC special. Look it up. Behind the Velvet Rope was on it with Patty. They took clips. They took Jackie Goldschneider sounding off about it. Like, leave me alone, Jackie Goldschneider. Leave me the fuck alone. If I want to do this, leave me alone. And they had Tracy Tudor on Jeff Lewis, and she was like, oh yeah, I love it. So I'm like, well, at least someone else is admitting it. But girl, I called that months ago. But go on. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, you know, I have been critical of Jackie Goldschneider in the past, but I do agree with Jackie in a sense, because I, you know, unfortunately for people that are very influenced by eating disorders, I mean, that was me for years. I was bulimic. I took laxatives. Don't ask me why. Never do that. I ended up shitting my pants like in public multiple times at my mom's second wedding. Anyhow, you know, I get what Jackie is saying. It's just so damaging. And, you know, the problem is people are going to gain all the weight back and more when they go off this.
That's what Jackie says.
Unless you have access to incredible trainers, psychologists, that you're reworking your brain. I mean, so it is very dangerous to the average person to take. That's the thing. And I think everybody's still talking about it, but none of these celebrities are ever going to admit to it because they know the backlash will be unbelievable. I mean, in a way, like if Mindy Kaling, and again, she claims she's not on it.
Bullshit. Sorry.
I have no idea if she is. But, you know, sorry. Mindy Kaling is a big TV producer and host and comedian. If she came out and said, oh, I'm using Ozempic, and she doesn't have diabetes, which how do we know that? But I actually feel like she would lose jobs over it because people are like, there's a shortage. You know, supposedly, I think it's being managed, but, you know, people feel like, wow, are you taking away a diabetes drug from celebrity? I get the backlash.
I get it. But A, you cannot see my medical records because of HIPAA. And B, like when that thing was on, because I didn't even know I was on, one of these listeners sent me a thing and she's like, you're on Nightline ABC News. I sent it to Patty and I was like, I don't understand why it's such a story. Like, I understand why it was a story a year ago, but it's the same story. Like, we haven't found anything else out. So to me, it's like, why is it such a story? Like,
is there still a shortage? That's the only story part of it. Is there still a shortage?
Look, I tell people this because, I mean, a lot of people have written to me and I've put them in contact with my person. It's, you know, you have to be able to go on. Like, if you want one specific one, Mounjaro, Wegovy, or Ozempic, I think there's a shortage. If you're open to anything and the generic, it's all the same. Now, Patty screams at me. She screams at me when I say this. No, it's not all the same. Mounjaro has an extra peptide, tryptizan added. Yeah, oh, sure. To the average human being listening to this that hasn't studied this like I have for 30 hours a day, it's pretty much all the same. There are minor differences, but the bottom line is they all basically work the same, give or take. So is there still a shortage? I do think that there is still a shortage, and that is what the drama is, that a bunch of selfish people from Hollywood and New York and other places are using this for the wrong reasons. I understand the outrage too, but, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. Like, I didn't make these rules, so don't get mad at me. And also, I don't care if I get canceled. Someone the other day told me that's like, they love listening to me because they don't care if I get canceled. I'm like, that's really the nicest thing you can say to me. They love listening to, no, I mean, cause I really don't, like, I don't, I mean, there's, you can't cancel someone who doesn't care. Like, I really don't care.
I know. I love it. And I appreciate you so much. And you've worn off on me and I love that because I worried for years of what people thought, and I've been canceled and I took it personally. And I did lose a couple of sponsors, but then everything came back. And I, you know, I really wish if I had it to do over again, I think I just would have like moved on much faster, but I internalized it for so long. I love you. I'm so inspired by you. And I do think people are at the point they don't care.
Well, first of all, there's a woman named Angelina from Angelina Pavarnik from Jersey Shore, who spent like 10 years thinking she ruined her life as Snooki became a multimillionaire, and Pauly D, who's worth like $30 million. And now she's back on Jersey Shore. And Chris Harrison was canceled with $25 million and now has a booming podcast. And Stassi Schroeder was canceled and didn't lose one follower and then went on Patreon and became a bestseller for the second time. I don't really know what the word canceled means when you're still living your life. So nobody is canceling me. Stop. Don't waste your time, because you're going to cancel me for 30 seconds and I'm going to be back like a fucking cockroach, like Rinna says. So don't waste your fucking time. It's a waste of your time. And by the way, cancel me. Let me put it this way. I guarantee you I will be on to my next business venture in like 50 years before I get canceled. If you would like to try to cancel me and it happens to work, the 0.01% chance that happens before I'm ready, I have three other businesses here, which will make me as much money in my head.
True.
So please cancel me and put me out of my misery, but that's not happening. So let's move on. But okay, yes, it's still a story. I don't know why, but Erica Jane is on Ozempic. Kim D was like, that's not Erica. And I'm like, girlfriend, there's a picture. You know everybody on the show. Who do you think the blonde is? And then Kim was like, oh my gosh, what the fuck is she doing? That's my kid. That's my Kim D. Kim, she's doing the same thing I am, sweetheart. I know you guys are all staying up at night worrying about Tom cheating on Ariana. Now he's with Raquel. And what is going to happen on Vanderpump Rules? But we have bigger things to worry about, guys. Like the most convenient way to buy beer, wine, and spirits. Well, listen, I can tell you right now, the most convenient way to buy wine and beer and spirits is Drizly.com or the Drizly app. And they deliver to your front door in under 60 minutes. I mean, don't tell me you're watching Vanderpump Rules with all this going on or listening to this podcast without your drink, right? Drizly is the number one app for alcohol delivery. These things are important to me, and I know they're important to you. And the selection, oh my God, there's never been a specific brand that I've wanted and have gone on and not been able to find it. I love that. And again, delivery to your home in under 60 minutes. Also, I love the value. They shop across multiple stores and compare prices to find you the best deals on what you're looking for. So if you're listening right now and you want some beer, wine, or spirits, download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com.
Say this to you. I do not care if you are on Ozempic.
You really do not support my weight loss, because it brings up your own issues with weight, just like Jackie Goldschneider.
No, I support it 100. You should do everything. Want you to know, and I think you know this, you are more than your gene size. You are such an amazing... I co-host with you and do this podcast with you weekly because of your brilliant mind, and you're funny and witty, and you're very kind, even though people think you talk about yourself all the time. I know. And people, I don't think people hear this because I say it every time, but David truly helped me with my podcast. Like, David is the reason I am doing this like full time. Like, I actually made a significant amount of money last year. Like, it's because of you. And you gave me that advice for free for being friends. So I just want you to know, I don't care. If you want to use Ozempic, do it. I just love you. I don't want you to feel like you have to stay thin, like it's gaining you something. I adore you no matter what.
You don't like looking at my face more like this now that it's thin. By the way, when the world, and by the way, I don't talk about myself any more than anyone fucking else. Okay. Jeff Lewis talks about himself on his show all the time.
Well, Jeff Lewis is a narcissist, but go on.
Well, I'm really not, like, in a way. Actually, that's not true, because I was going to say I wish I was a narcissist, but they're actually the most miserable people around, like deep down. So it's all a facade. They really are. If you read about it, they seem happy, but they're not. They're really the most, because I used to work with a narcissist in the podcast space until I kicked her ass into the river. This is like in another lifetime. But let me tell you something else. What was my point? Oh, when the world was shut down and we were trapped at home and I was 40 pounds heavier, I was just as happy, but I'm just a little happier now. But I was happy in that phase of my life as well. But you know why you shouldn't worry about being canceled before we go back to everything happens for a reason. So if you're canceled, it wasn't, Brandy Glanville, don't blame yourself for what you did. and you ruined this opportunity. Angelina, you got back on Jersey Shore. I know, girl, you were hard on yourself when you saw Snooki and Paulie making millions. But girl, you're back. It's like everything happens for a reason. It's a different path for you if this wasn't meant to be. Really, I believe that. And guess what? This is Hollywood, honey, even though I'm in New York this week. And the opportunity around the corner is bigger than the thing you were canceled from. Drop the mic.
It's there true. It's so true.
All right. But Beverly Hills is filming. They started with Crystal's, I mean, God, this girl is so young. Crystal's 40th birthday.
I think it was her, wasn't it her 41st? I mean,
no.
I know. It's like,
no. Really? She turned, I have this big thing with Catherine Edwards on my show. Catherine, guys, Catherine is going to be back, by the way. Okay. She is. We have something. Everyone's screaming, cheering. Last year, I said something about Crystal being 39 and Catherine was like, no, she's 29. I'm like, girl, she's 39. Catherine was wrong. No, she just turned 40. She had a big bash. We don't see any newbies. But guys, calm down. She knows Tracy Tudor as a friend. So it's not strange that Tracy Tudor from Million Dollar Listing was at Crystal's birthday. It doesn't mean she's going to be a new housewife. I think she'd be great as a new Beverly Hills housewife. That doesn't mean anything. They filmed. They are filming. We have no Kathy Hilton yet. Don't forget, last year she came in later. Yeah, that's EJ. Sarah's holding up
but
the picture.
By the way, I have a theory why we have not seen. I mean, EJ looks unbelievable. But I have a theory why I think we do have new cast members.
Yeah.
But I think Bravo is probably like, they are not appearing. We were saving that reveal. Bravo is not going to let Crystal's Instagram announce who the extra people are on the show. No, they are removed from the picture. They are not allowed to take any photos with the group. I think they're 100% filming with some newbies or friends. They're there. They just are not announced in the pictures.
Maybe a couple of things. Let me just add to that. That's an interesting theory. You possibly could be right. Second of all, you know, Bravo doesn't really make these announcements during filming. So like what happens is like we make the announcement, us, the viewer, and we see the people they are filming and we find out who they are. But Bravo and the actual people never confirm it one way or another. Like I remember when Dallas was coming back and the new... They had Jen Davis and Tiffany Moon. Jen was a friend of and Tiffany. I reached out to Tiffany and Jen like within seconds and they were like, LOL. Like they wouldn't confirm it. Like Bravo, but we all knew Tiffany Moon was going to be new on Dallas that season. But like Bravo won't confirm it until like they're done filming. And but we still saw pictures, but you're right. Maybe they're like, you know, we can't help what people see in the background of filming, but yeah, please don't be in the picture. All right, Sarah, look, you know, we keep
I'm catching
you,
on.
We keep you around for some reason. And, you know, you might have earned your value and your keep today. This is an interesting point of view. Well, look, I mean, they have to have, if there's going to be newbies, they have to have some idea who they are. I mean, they have to be lurking somewhere, you know, could it be Tracy? Yeah, it could be. I mean, she did just say on Watch What Happens that she would love to be a housewife, but I'm not sure that it's her, but you have a really good point. Huh.
Oh, there's no way they're going to let Kyle Richards on her Instagram announce this. I do have a couple questions for you. Are you shocked Crystal's back? And do you like Dorit's dark hair?
These are really, really, really good questions. No, I'm not shocked Crystal's back. I knew she was going to be back. I think because this show was so toxic last year, and they really want, like, I'm sure these girls had a speaking to of like, leave that toxicity in the past. We'll deal with bows on a cake and stolen Birkins and, you know, who's mad over like a dent in the Bentley, but like, we don't want bots or racism or so. Like, I think like you don't get fired from Beverly Hills after a really toxic season for being middle of the road. You know what I mean? It's the same reason Kyle will always keep her job. Like Crystal did the job. She did the job. She wasn't silent. She wasn't like that boring. Do you know what I'm saying? Like she did the job enough to me to not get fired. And I still think, who is Crystal? I don't know. I really don't know. You know what I mean? Like I know who like I mean, I'm trying to think of an example, like Giselle, like we talked last season, like we know who Giselle is. There ain't nothing more there. Like, girl's giving us everything she's going to give us. Like, you know, you go over to New Jersey. Is there anything really left with Dolores or, you know what I mean? Like, to me, there's still mystery around Crystal. So I don't think, oh, she's just boring what everyone says. I think there's enough there that she earned her place because I think she has potential. So I'm not shocked. Do I like Dorit's dark hair? I'm adjusting. Now, don't forget, I know Dorit from high school. So Miss Lumcull in high school had even darker hair and even curlier hair. So she's slightly, a friend of mine from high school even sent the picture of Dorit and is like, oh, this is almost the Dorit we know and remember. I'm like, sweetie, many noses ago and many eyebrow lifts ago. And yes, but
David, what, refresh our memory. What class were, tell us, remember, how was the hierarchy? Were you guys in the same class?
We were not. We had a sister that we shared. One of my good friends and one of her good friends were sisters, but there was a funeral for the father. She didn't even come. They were like, oh, Dorit's going to come. I'm like, she's not. It's the night of the People's Choice Awards. Like, it was like the MTV Awards. I'm like, Dorit is like literally on the red carpet. They're like, what? Like, she's not coming to this. Like, she's Dorit, as Kim would say, she don't who she thinks she is or something. Kim has some saying from New Jersey.
You guys went to the same high school.
Sarah, stop trying to figure out my age, which is what you're doing. I know what you're doing, girl. I wasn't born yesterday. Okay, girl.
Moving on. Trying to adjust to the dark hair too. I can't decide if I've just known Dorit as a blonde for so long, but I feel like it makes her look mom. Like, I don't know. I don't love it. It looks motherly.
Or is she just like, it's a new season. Such darkness from last season. We need something lighter, something different to head into the future. And then they're like, I think the color is it's a very well done high-end color where there's a little bit of blonde. Very impressed. But I'm not sure, but Sarah, it's back. It's back. And you know, this audience somehow wants me to talk. I mean, they get most excited when I talk about, and with you, Beverly Hills in Jersey. Those seem to be the ones right now that excite this particular audience the most. I'm excited. I agree with you. Maybe they're off camera, these two newbies. Erica Jane posted with her. She's naked again. And she's like, Erica is feeling herself, girl. She is getting cocky. She's like, all right, you all hated me 2 seasons ago. I survived last season. This, she just posted like, I know I have another New York Times bestseller in me. Come on. And she's like naked. And then she's like taking the girls out for a walk or whatever she said. She has like her hair over her boobs and she's naked. Erica is feeling her girl is great. Girl is getting into herself. Girl, I don't know if it's time to write another book just yet. Like, slow down, girl.
Wait until everything is done. $25 million lawsuit that Ronald Richards is, you know, for the trustees is representing, which essentially is $25 million lawsuit against EJ, saying that Tom Girardi is such a fucking scumbag, but anyhow, used, you know, money from the law firm and victims to fund her lifestyle, pay her bills, fund her lifestyle, all that. And EJ is requesting, she wants a court in trial, you know, she wants to do that. She doesn't want to settle. She wants to go all the way to trial. Interesting. You're a lawyer. That's a good tactic.
I don't know about that, but you know what I did learn from having Mr. Richards on this very podcast?
Yes.
Because I'm like a fake lawyer, but I learned that, which I did think this was the one, there was a lot of interesting things, but this is the most interesting thing that stuck with me, is that whether Erica knew or not is not really even valid because it's fraudulent transfer. So like, you don't have to know the money is stolen, which as a lawyer, I guess I should have known this, but like I said, I suck as a lawyer. You know, so like if you receive stolen money, why should you have that windfall, whether you knew or didn't know? It's not really whether she knew or didn't. I mean, this is the exact question I asked him. Like, does everyone have it wrong that they're saying, did Erica know? Did she not know? So when it made me think, when you and I sit up here and say, we're not sure she knew, that according to Ronald Richards, that doesn't necessarily make her so innocent, because you know, that doesn't not taint the money, right? Like, and he's even saying she doesn't, he's not even asking for all of it back. Ruth Madoff, see, I listen when Ronald Richards speaks. Ruth Madoff didn't have to pay back all the money, should pay back most of it. You got to keep a little bit to live on. So there you go. So I think everyone really has it wrong with whether she knew or didn't know, which does make her like not culpable, but totally culpable. Like it's almost like whether you're a good person or not, and whether you knew, it doesn't even matter. You got to give the money back, girl, which I don't think she wants to do that, Sarah. I don't know the strategy of going to trial. I don't even, I don't understand money. That.
I don't think there is any money to give back. So,
you know this,
the longer she goes along with the attorneys, the more money that I don't know how, I know this. She probably has to write a book. You know, she has to write, she's going to write, you know, a fucking, like a Harry Potter series. I mean, because she's, even if she wins against Ronald Richards, or let's say even they say to her, okay, you have to pay 10%, 15%, you know, $3-4 million. I mean, how is she going to come up with that money? She makes $1 million maybe now from Bravo. She needs some of that money to live off. And I guarantee her lifestyle is down to like probably a lifestyle of somebody who makes $250,000, $300,000 a year, even though she's making oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. She doesn't own anymore. What does she own? I doubt she owns any.
She has that benefactor, right? She has that person who's helping her out, apparently, right? Like to rent that thing, I think she got it for really discounted. Yeah, that's like you probably live on like
$10,000 a month,
right?
Yeah, yeah. She's, I mean, you know, I don't think she. And look, I mean, you and I know this. You can hire a glam squad. I don't know her arrangement, but I mean, you can, anybody can get a glam squad. I can get a makeup artist over here for $250, $300 for 2 hours. You know, I mean, I could have somebody doing my hair. I mean, that's affordable. You can have a glam squad. That's, I hire a stylist. Like they come occasionally, you know, that's affordable. So.
And you know what the thing about a glam squad is, once you don't do it yourself for an extended period of time, you really just can't, you learn, you lose the skills.
Yes,
to do
it's
it.
True.
So you really do. And look, she could justify that. I mean, she needs it for work, right? She's on camera. Yeah. I mean, a glam squad isn't, you know, I'd be more right. She's not walking into like Louis or Dior
anymore,
and walking out with bags. No, no, she's not.
No. No, those days that ship has sailed. Like she's not flying private anymore. She's probably not even flying full first class. It might be like extended business. I mean, you know, I do want her to write a book because it's a huge fall from grace. It's a huge, you're used to, and we're seeing snippets of that in Aspen. And I mean, you used to be the one that was the member of the private club and now you have nothing. You're in your 50s. I mean, it's a huge time to, I think a lot of people can relate to that of starting over. People go through divorces. They go through situations where they thought they knew their partner and their partner completely has a fucking gambling addiction on the side or whatever. I mean, I think there is
she's
a real
just sitting about. Home saying, Diana, please call me. Please call me for something to do. Diana's like, bitch, I'm pregnant. Entertain yourself.
Well, I mean, EJ's probably going to be the nanny. I mean, EJ's like reinventing, you know, what are you going to do? I find that part of the story great and humbling, you know.
This is why she still has a job. There's stuff,
a lot there.
There's story. Speaking of which, where is Miss Hilton? Now, I know we didn't have her till later on last year, but there was a salary dispute last year. That's why Kathy didn't start filming till later. Granted, the whole fucking season ended up being about her. But I mean, where is Kathy? And when are we going to see Kathy at a filming? And when, I mean, okay, I know you guys just started, but we are, I mean, starting with the Kathy Kyle, they are going to speak for the first time on camera. Let's face it, Kyle's a pro at this. You know, she's not going to speak to her tonight, like 5 weeks, 3 weeks before. Let's get that going. Let's get the tweets and the nuggets started to be dropped. Where is Kathy Hilton? And by the way, I found it very interesting that Paris, congratulations, Paris and Carter, you are parents to Phoenix. London is coming, I guess, hopefully soon. But they didn't tell
any. Is that like their other child they want?
Her daughter is going to be named London. She has known this forever. Paris and London, yes. And she chose Phoenix after the city. She wants all her children to be named after a city guests after a city, just like her. Okay. And Carter just goes along with anything Paris says, which is why they're well matched. He kind of like idolizes her. And they kept it from everyone. Kathy didn't know. Nikki didn't know. Nobody knew. Which, look at, I get what she's saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the littlest leak. You're in the town. You know how it is. You know, we have our weekly chats with Kim D, and her seven dogs usually go crazy. And everyone's been asking me, why are her dogs so calm lately? Well, it's because I got Kim an ongoing supply of Nom Nom. Really, true story. And now the woke mob, as she calls them, are much calmer. Listen, Nom Nom delivers fresh dog food with every portion that's personalized to your dog's needs. What I love is it's made with real whole food that you can actually see and recognize. It's not like dog mush, the dog food you're used to serving your dog. And it has no additives, no fillers. And so your dog is actually eating healthier. Personally, selfishly, I'll do anything to keep Kim's dogs quiet while we record every week. The thing that she loves the best are these meals are nutritious. They use board certified nutritionists for dogs that make fresh food that's then shipped free to your door. Nom Nom also comes with a money-back guarantee. So listen, if your dog is not happy within 30 days, they refund your first order. So right now, for 50% off your no-risk two-week trial, go to trynom.com/velvet. That's trynom, N as in Nancy, O as in Oliver, N as in Mary.com/velvet for 50% off. trynom.com/velvet. Gossip, I mean, all you have to, it's like, you just got to keep it to yourself, right? You got to just keep it to yourself because you don't mean to leak it, but any leak is a leak. And the next thing you know, TMZ is reporting that she's pregnant, right?
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I thought when I read the article about her, I thought that makes a lot of sense, like why they did it. She's never had anything, you know, really personal about her life to just share. And I think it's so great that she and her husband, and a lot of people know this, it's really nice sometimes when you're pregnant or just, you know, going through a life experience with your significant other, just to keep it between you two. It's a great, just brings you closer. So I was actually really happy when I read that for her. And I think everybody in her circle probably totally understands. I mean, it's like a little bizarre. I mean, it doesn't happen every day. Like you just bring over a week old baby to your mother's house and you're like, here's your grandson. But I mean,
Kathy's probably like, I mean, could we have that on camera? I mean, look, I'm sure, look, we've had Paris. I'm sure these producers are like, Kathy, we want Paris on the show, you know, for like one scene. I don't mean for like a storyline. They want her for like one scene. So that's that. What else? I mean, we talked about this before about Slim Shady. Do we care about any updates with Robin and Giselle and Eminem?
It doesn't look like there is any. You know, he's obviously contesting the Shady word, reasonably shady, obviously Slim Shady, and he's trademarked. See, this is where you probably are the expert. He's had trademarked Shady since like 1999 or something. So I don't know. Can you, if someone's already
got trademark a word? I don't know.
I think you can, right?
I mean, I think so, but like, I don't even understand his, I mean, does he even care? And then someone, who was it like, oh, he doesn't even know they're alive. Like he has lawyers to do this. Someone was saying that.
Well, that's probably true, but maybe he feels like, I mean, I guess it's whatever they're applying for, right? So they obviously probably want to put it on clothing. I don't know. Maybe they want to do a record or something. And maybe I'm just speculating, but I'm sure you have trademarks. I have some trademarks. So if like they want to do music in the future and they're trying to trademark that, maybe they're saying, no, 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 you can't, you know, maybe you can use it on clothes, but you can't use it on XYZ.
All I know is,
I don't know that anyone cares. You're right.
Do you want to know another event that I turned down? I got invited to Avery Singer. I got invited to cover this as media.
Okay.
But, you know, I have to learn to say no. There's a media event coming for, well, it just happened. I mean, by the time this is out, for Avery Singer's Batch Boss. You know, Avery Singer started a bachelorette party organization. So if you want to have a bachelorette party, anybody call Avery Singer. But they're having a big thing at my friend's. She reps the restaurant Ramona is going to be there. Dorinda, Margaret, Jackie, they want to be to come to cover it on the carpet.
Wait, what's the hesitation? You should go. This is great. Yes, you should do carpet.
Oh my God. So confirm guest, Leah. I'm literally looking at, now, you know what's so funny? I mean, I shouldn't be reading this. It says like what you are next to your name. So it'll say like Amanda Petula, Summerhouse, Kyle Cook, Summerhouse, Giselle Tank, New Roni, Jenna Lyons, New Roni. Then it gets to like Margaret Josephs, R-H-O-N-J, Jackie Goldschneider, former R-H-O-N-J. That's kind of a slap in Jackie's face. Then it gets to like, first of all, it says Bershawn Shaw, new Roni. I mean, she's not. But then it gets to like Ramona, former Roni. Leah McSweeney, former Roni. That's being really generous to Leah. Dorinda Medley, former Roni. Candace Bushnell, Avery Singer, daughter of Ramona Singer. Apparently, Jules Weinstein is going to be there. I know. It sounds like I should go, but, you know, okay, here's the thing. Like, to cover something on a carpet, you need, like, the microphone. Did you ever see the mic that you could just record in? And then it's like, you know, I don't, believe it or not, everyone who thinks I talk about myself all the time, like you said, it's not about my ego. It's about, like, can we use this as good audio for these lovely people listening? It's just too last minute notice. I have to learn to say no to some professional opportunities. I mean, it would literally be a red carpet interview of like three questions. Ramona, how do you feel now that, I mean, everyone's going to be screaming because they're going to be like, you should. Ramona, how do you feel that legacy isn't going forward? I mean, you did call it a loser legacy. Great. Jackie.
I think you should go. Because I think Sarah, Jackie, I mean, you know, Jackie can talk about it on Zempac. I mean,
first of all, Jackie's publicist and I and Margaret's publicist, we have some beef. So I'm not even sure that he would probably pull them away from me on the carpet. Guys, you think this business is all fucking fun and games? There are so many fucking politics going on behind the scenes. Like, so I don't even know, but I should go. I should go. But I really would rather just interview Avery and Ramona on a podcast and just have like 20 minutes with them. You know, that's kind of what I would like. But
that's true. Red carpets are a, you know, I don't know. It's always very difficult to work them because they say, oh, lots of times they say these people are going to walk the red carpet, right, but they really don't know.
Right.
And then there's always people that choose not to at the last minute, or then at the last minute, they're like, oh, here's, you know, sometimes you get really lucky and they're like, oh, Andy Cohen's walking. You're like, what?
Well, they're like trying to get Andy to go, but like technically, because they all listen to us, like who do I potentially have beef with that may not want to speak to me in person? Ramona, Leah, Dorinda, Bershawn would speak to me. So one, Jules will speak to me. Jackie, I think the publicist would pull her away. Margaret, I think the publicist would pull her away. Jenna Lyons and Giselle Tank would speak to me. Kyle and Amanda would speak to me. Candace Bushnell, I had on this podcast, she would speak to me. And Avery, if she wasn't with her mom, would speak to me, but probably will be. So I have seven people that possibly will speak to me. And I got potential beef. I don't have anything against them. Just I talk my opinion and now we have to see each other face to face. But there's all the other people might just be like, you're a fucking scumbag. I want nothing to do with you. So there you go. So that those statistics may not work out so well for me on the carpet, girl.
Well, look, I will tell you this. You can't do
at least I'm honest, people, about who fucking hates me. I mean, I don't have an ego. I mean, really.
I would still go because you'll be surprised. People are always different in real life. And, you know, I still work for Fox DC. It's Fox local. So we are not associated with Fox National. But I will do red carpets and people will, Alec Baldwin, Kevin Kline. I mean, people will come right up to me and go, I will not speak to you because you work for Fox. And I'm like, oh, come on. We're the good ones, you
really?
Know, and people, oh, multiple times to my face. Yes. Sally Fields did not really want to speak to me, but did. She was very gracious at Kennedy
Center.
What
is it? I'm so stupid. What is it? Just that Fox is what? The Republican. Conservative? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, there you
right.
go.
And, you know, I mean, look, I get it. I don't think people have a problem with that. I think that people have a problem with, you know, whatever. We'll piss off some of our listeners, but people feel that Tucker Carlson a lot of times gives misinformation, that Laura Ingraham misleads the audience because they just have such a Republican agenda and they're you know,
well,
the storming of the Capitol is one of them where, you know, they admitted they all knew it was wrong. And then they came on camera and said something different later. So,
well, anyway, there's a lot of other networks that do just the opposite now, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, I'm not into politics. Well, I
love awkward moments. I always find I've had some of the best moments. Like I said, Kid Rock, I've met Kid Rock. I tried to get on Kid Rock's bus. He looked me up and down. I was too fat. And he goes, "We're not partying tonight." And he would not invite me on his party bus. So, you know,
because you were too fat. Now, if you were taking Ozempic or Mounjaro, you might have gotten invited on, right?
On the bus. Yes.
Kid Rock, listen, the best thing about Kid Rock is that he dated the queen, Pam Anderson.
Well, he's very hot in real life. He's a fucking really? Rock star. Oh, you know, some people are like more.
But he spoke to you because he's a big Republican.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he stood back a little ways and he sized me up and down. He was not interested, but he's a rock star, you know, and
so
when
he's
rock
hot
star,
in real life.
Oh, but I love a fucking rock star. I'm like, dude. You're going to be so drunk later. How do you know who's giving you a blowjob? My lips are just as good. Anyway.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Like, when you're drunk, does it really matter? Not really.
Thank you.
You know, if you want to go.
Obviously, it's something different. But he's hot in real life and he's absolutely a rock star. He has a look. He's very famous, whether you love him or hate him.
All right, so he would speak to you because right political network affiliation, but didn't want to fuck you on the bus. Okay.
What I'm saying is go. It's a great story. If these people's publicists will not speak to you, great. We'll talk about them. Fine. No problem. You have the right to not speak to us. We have the right to say you didn't speak to us. So it's a good story either way. And I always find in real life, they're much more pleasant and you know, gracious in their time than they make
you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Like, I've been Leah McSweeney. If Leah McSweeney talks to you, fabulous.
Yeah. And then you just feel like an asshole. And by the way, if I see you in real life and you're like gracious and nice, then I'm going to come back here and actually say the opposite. I'm going
to
be like, okay. Anything else?
Do you care about Zolciak? That would be the last thing we could chat about.
I mean, look, she said all along it was off. Brielle, I mean, what does Kim Zolciak know that we don't know? You know what I mean?
That she can pay her bills, I guess.
I mean, she kept saying, good luck to all of you. I'm never going to lose this. And she was right. So like, what was that all about? You know what I mean? What was it all about that it got so close and yet didn't close?
Well, one, I would be curious to hear from our listeners. I guess they don't care because maybe this is because news sources looked into it and there were nothing there, but no major news source really carried like in depth because you know
no
this.
No one cares.
If you're filing for foreclosure, there's usually lots of documents. Those documents apparently popped up in the fall. So in the fall, they had defaulted on so many mortgage payments. Now, since then, they have, you know, they've been working behind the scenes, and you know this, your mortgage company, the bank, they don't want you to lose your house either. They usually give you a lot of opportunity. So they obviously could refinance or do something and make the payments. And it was confirmed there's no March 7th sale. So she was right.
This bitch has 9 lives, okay? This bitch has 9 fucking lives. Really?
I wouldn't imagine their finances are great, but they have obviously saved the home from foreclosure.
I mean, wow. Wow, yeah. Right?
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, does anyone care? I don't know. Kim is not going to be back on Girls. She's just... The network just doesn't really want anything to do with her at this point. I don't really know why. I don't know.
You don't think?
Oh,
I think now. I wonder if now because of people like, well, you know, look, right? We talk about Brandy. Now with people like Brandy gone, probably from the mix, you know, does Kim Zolciak get a 10th life? You know, if Ultimate Girls Trip 3 is not that exciting, they have to scrap Girls Trip 4, this could be the best thing for Kim Zolciak ever. Zolciak is back. Maybe this means NeNe Leakes as a light, you know, as a return.
Look, you and I talked about this before. I mean, stranger things have happened, right? Like stranger things, like if Atlanta is in the toilet and we are on our last leg, I mean, yeah, girl, you sued the net. I mean, like, you know, look, I think a lawsuit is pretty final, but like, stranger thing, nothing in this Hollywood shocks me anymore.
But wait, what do you make of the fact that the comedian Monique sued Netflix for offering her too low money after 20 something years in the business. And now she's getting a Netflix special and they're promoting it. I mean, that's pretty wild.
That's what I mean. I think anything is possible. No, I mean, I stand by, like, they're not going to work with NeNe last year. They're not going to work with NeNe today. But, you know, every month, 2 months, 6 months that goes by, it's possible. It is possible. Like, stranger things have happened. I don't think it's likely, you know, just because, like, it's exposure. But I don't know. I don't know. Honestly. Stranger things happen. Kim, I think, is prime for a comeback in some show. I really do, you know?
Or if Girls Trip 4 is canceled, do they move to the plan? And I feel like I saw this on your Instagram. I mean, do they move to a plan where they start introducing the kids of these cast members? And suddenly
have gone. They want one season wonders. They want friends of... they want children. If you think about it, Patty Stanger and I talked about Patty wants Bravo celebrities, her and Jeff Lewis and Rachel Zoe and Kelly Catrone. I threw in Paula Abdul. I threw in Kelly. I threw in Kathy Griffin, which would never happen. Like, the possibilities for the trips is truly endless. It's really kind of a brilliant idea. No? Yes, you agree.
I agree.
I figured you would. All right, so
yeah, I got to love you and leave you.
We have had a great chat. It is always a pleasure with you, Sarah Fraser. So you will just come and see me very soon.
Yes, gorgeous. Love you. You can follow at the Sarah Fraser Show everywhere social media is. And pod.
At Behind Velvet Rope. Love us all. Bye.
Bye, David.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.